Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about why that internet guru hasn't got all the answers.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, so let's talk about internet guru, shall we? There is a prevalence, is that the right word, of internet gurus all over the internet. And people admire them, which is fine, and they adore them, which is less fine. And the bit that really worries me is the bit where people then give them lots and lots and lots of money, assuming that they have all the answers. And I can absolutely tell you, I've been on both sides of a coin here. Three sides of a coin, actually. Let me tell you the three sides of a coin. The first side is, I've been the guy sat in the chairs watching a guy on stage selling from stage, right? Number one. Number two, I've been the guy on stage selling high ticket to the people in the chairs. Number three, I've also been the guy who's helped the guy on stage sell to people in the seats. And what's the reason why I don't do it now, and what scared me specifically, is the lack of integrity and the lack of qualification on the people that they bring on board. Oh, it's £10,000. Have you got £10,000? No, I haven't. Oh, have you got friends or family that you can borrow it off, or a credit card? Yeesh. If you haven't got 10 grand to do the course, don't do the course. And if it's payment terms and it's, you know, £1,000 a month and you're happy with £1,000 a month and you want to do the course, then by all means go do that course. But do not borrow money off credit cards and friends and family and that kind of thing. It just scares me. And it's not just a money thing. The people, I mean, I've seen the same people go to events time and time and time again. And they pay a lot of money and they sign up for courses and they're still no further forward. But still, 10 years on, like, going on courses can get really addictive, by the way. And again, you know, I've been there, and I miss going on courses. I mean, crikey, we're in 15, 16 months of pandemic. I miss going to courses. I miss people. speaking to more than just two people at a time is something in the distant past, it feels, in a real-life situation. We just missed it so much. But it just is what it is, and it's, you know, I miss those. But I see people going on, spend £10,000 here and £15,000 there, and it's like, well, whose money is it? And it's their parents, they left it in a gift. It just worries me. And whilst some of these gurus might have some of the answers, let's take one in particular. Let's take someone who's not going to sue us. Let's take Grant Cardone, okay. Now, some people love him, some people hate him. I like him for certain aspects of what he's done. Live, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Do you have any idea how hard that is, by the way? We go live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or at least we're supposed to. Do you have any ideas as to how hard that actually is? It's so hard. And this guy has done it consistently for 5 years, at least. That takes a lot of oomph to be able to go and do that. And yeah, you could say, well, he's got a full team. You could also have a full team. You know, he didn't have a full team when he started. He stepped up to that and he built a studio and all the rest of it. So yes, you could do that as well, eventually. But that's so hard. You know, he claims to be a billionaire, but we know that he's not a billionaire. At least we don't think he is. I say that for legal reasons. He's borrowed a lot of money from a lot of people, and he wouldn't call it borrowing, he would call it people who invested in his units, and that's fine. But there's some aspects of what Grant does which, like him or hate him, you cannot disagree that he has been effective. Gary Vee, Ty Lopez, let's stick with the American ones rather than the British ones, less likely to sue me. But there's no doubt that all of those three people have got certain skills that have enabled them to get to the position that they are in now. And invariably, there are certain aspects of all of those three people that you really don't like. And I get that. And that's the point I'm making in this video, is that these people, you put them on a pedestal, and they are not all that, you know. Grant Cardone, for example, is a Scientologist. Now, I don't do religion, as you're probably well aware. And as you probably might be aware, Scientology isn't exactly a religion. It was made up by... what's he called? What's his name? I can't remember his name now. He had some very crazy ideas, and it was basically a tax dodge. But, allegedly, a tax dodge. Because religions don't get taxed. L. Ron Hubbard is his name. And I've read a couple of his books. Fairly interesting stuff. Read it with a pinch of salt, you know. But, like, when I go to parties and people go, "Are you religious?" I go, "Yeah, I'm Scientologist and a Jedi." Just to wind people up, really. Which does have its effect. But, you know, there's some aspects of Scientology which are very good, and some aspects of Scientology that are very bad. There's some aspects of communism that are very good, some aspects of communism that are very bad. Jim Davidson, okay, the analogy kind of ends there, because there's not much good to say about Jim Davidson, is it? Other than the fact that you can rely on him to trend on Twitter for all the wrong reasons, I guess. But they are not the be-all, end-all, and you shouldn't be utilising the way that they live their life as a methodology for the way that you live your life. Like, I work very little hours every single week. I just don't do it. And these days when I do work, I'm speaking rather than typing or writing or creating websites or any of that stuff. It's not me that does it anymore. We have a team of people that do it. Would I recommend somebody do it the same way? Not to begin with. And I definitely didn't do it to begin with. And definitely the way that I do things is good things that happen because of it, and there are very bad things that happen because of it. You know, so my shopping's going all over. So my driving, for example, is probably a way that you shouldn't drive. But when they're on stage, it makes it look like they've got everything down. You know, you look at Grant Cardone, he goes to the gym, he's happily married, he's got two great kids, or is it three? He's got his private jet, and now he's got his private helicopter, and he's got his business. And but I'm not saying that you should be like that. In fact, I don't think you should be like that at all. I think you should pull out the best bits of Grant Cardone and implement them in your life. You should pull out the best bits of, let's stick with Gary Vee and Ty Lopez, and implement those into their life. By the way, the one common thread with all of those people is that they all work out. If you look at Ty Lopez right now, I know Gary Vee had his personal trainer, and I contemplate signing up with his same personal trainer. He does a virtual PT thing, but that's not what I need. I just need someone to like yell at me, come and wake me up, give him a key, wake me up. Like if you've not read Living with a Seal, by the way, with David Goggins, you should read that book. Jesse Itzler, such a good book. Literally, David Goggins whispers in his ear, he has a key. Wake up, motherfucker. It's brilliant. You should read that book. But there's certain aspects of what everybody does that are good, and certain aspects that everybody does that are bad. And your job is to find the best bits that suit you. So, for example, me doing a PT on a virtual personal trainer type thing, it's just not going to work. I just need someone to come and yell at me. He's going to beat the crap out of me if we do kickboxing. So I have no other option than to defend myself, otherwise I get a bust nose. I'm just that kind of person. And other people, they can't do that. They're no good at that. And I totally get it. But this is the point. You've got to find what works for you. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.